Thank you for tuning in to Yellowstone Public Radio. This is Susan DeCamp, and my guests today are a group of students from senior high school and their instructor, Vince Long. Vince Long teaches technology education at senior high school, and he has for the past 8 years. Before that, he worked in petrochemical industry, in design and construction in the Los Angeles area. Vince has been on my program once before because he's a collector of old-time radio shows, and we had a wonderful show, and we got to talking about technology education, and I wanted to invite him back and to talk to some of the students from senior high school as well who have come to join us. We have Wes Miller, Andrea Holm, and Joseph Standish, and they'll be joining us soon. Thanks for coming in, Vince.
Thanks for having me back again.
You've been teaching technology education at senior high school for the past 8 years. Has it changed much since when you started 8 years ago?
Well, we didn't have the internet when we started 8 years ago, so that's certainly a big change, and we've been working on incorporating that into many areas of not just my classroom, but all the classrooms in the building.
Why don't you talk a little bit about what technology education is and what it encompasses?
Well, technology education is something that has evolved from the world of industrial arts. And back in the olden days, the industrial arts department consisted of automotive and electrical and drafting and classes like that that came from the manual arts tradition. In recognition of the need to reach out and do some higher level things than just the traditional training that we would give, the technology education curriculum was developed, and that wasn't done here in Billings. It's an international effort, primarily pioneered in Great Britain. And so when America hopped on the bandwagon, it was about the time that a lot of industrial arts programs were being shut down because of lack of funds, inability to find teachers and such. So when it was started here in the United States, we looked at it and said, what should we be teaching and how can we go beyond what we've been doing with industrial arts? And so technology education looks at technology and studies it on its own, and it's a more generalized approach. And probably the best way to describe it is that instead of the project being the focus of the class, such as building a shoeshine box in wood shop, it is more interested in the process that we use to get there. So it's a process class rather than a project class.
Is it like necessity is the mother of invention? Is it about what you want to accomplish, or is it like the history of technology?
It depends on how you want to teach it. In higher education, they will focus on the history of technology and go into more depth. At senior high, the way we do it is we try to get the kids interested in different careers that technology has impacted. In my class, we focus heavily on communication technologies of all kinds. In other programs, they'll focus on manufacturing technologies, and it depends on what your resources are and what your expertise is.
Well, how do you keep up? Everything is changing so fast.
No, it's difficult. It's difficult. But being that it is a design-based class, we ask the students a lot of times to invent the things we need to teach the course.
Oh, is that right? Well, talk about some of the projects that you've done
with
your
students. Well, what we have going on right now is, for a few years I've been using Microsoft's Flight Simulator program to introduce the students to general aviation. So I've always wanted to have a wind tunnel in the classroom. They're fairly expensive, even the small ones that you buy. So some students and I went out and did some research on what it would take to build one of these, and we've been building one out of some scrap wood and an old box fan. And we went, so that's one way we approach this. We've put together an interactive robot out of leftover parts that is hooked to an old video camera and connected to the internet, and so you can operate the robot via remote control using using the internet, and anybody in the world can come in, and just about everybody has. That little robot moves all day long, people playing with it.
Is that right? So people can lock into to your website on the internet and go into that space for that robot and make it work from their own keyboard.
That's right. And if it's night, if they come in when it's nighttime, there's a light and they can turn the light on so they can see what they're doing.
So while the kids are going about their work in class, this robot will just kind of spring into action, mm-hmm. start moving around.
Yeah.
They'll know somebody's moving it.
That's right.
Oh, how funny. Do you have a hit list for that site? Do you
yeah.
know how many
there's
people
a,
have been
the
there?
Machine that drives the video camera, keeps track of who comes on, and occasionally I'll go print the list out and we'll look up where the people come from, and we're interested in what countries. And we've had hits from all over Europe and in South America and Asia. It's amazing how many people eventually find their way to our site.
Oh, wow. And the site is senior high school?
Yes. And it's on a server that runs out of my classroom, and I don't have a domain name, so you'd have to do the numbers to get in. So you can also go in through the school district's website, and they have a link to us.
So you would go into Billings School District 2?
Yeah, it's www.billings.k12.mt.us.
Wow.
Is the district's main webpage.
Well, in technology education, there's so much to choose from. Do the students have a certain amount of leeway in choosing where they want to focus their study?
Well, when I first started teaching, I tried to set the program up so that in order to pass the class, they had to do certain things. Just pretty traditional approach, but I've become more of a constructivist over the last few years, and I believe that many of the students know what they want to learn, and my position in the classroom is to help facilitate that and to give them the freedom to explore areas that they're interested in, and so that's the students can actually choose to go either way. And so if they don't like the assignment that they've been assigned to, they can pitch me an idea, and if it sounds like some greater learning will take place, I'll certainly let them do that.
Well, and also in talking about what you would like for students to leave senior high school with, can you talk about some of the skills that you think most students should be graduating with in order to be able to function in this age of computers and technology?
Well, the district's working on a set of goals right now, and I think there's five of them that we've delineated, a couple that we specifically hit in the tech ed program. For instance, one of the skills that it'd be nice for all students to be able to have is to be able to get up in front of a group and make a presentation and use some type of presentation software to do that. So in my class, the students have to research a career of their choice. I don't really care what they research, which career they pick. And they do a PowerPoint presentation on that career to the rest of the class. And so over the course of the semester, we're introduced to all kinds of career paths from this research project that the students do.
What about the other teachers? I would think that something like that would impact all of the classes that the students take, for a PowerPoint presentation in English or in mathematics or anything like that.
We find students will come back to me the next semester and say, hey, I need to do a PowerPoint presentation for another class. I need to impress that teacher, and they want to use my room to present all that and put it together. And so we'll help them do that, and then pack up one of our machines on a cart with a TV, and they'll take it down to their other classroom to make their presentation. And that's getting fairly common.
That sounds like fun. Do you think that students are getting what they really need to prepare them for college and for any kind of a career in the field? Just about anything now requires so much computer knowledge.
Well, I think that the school district offers plenty of opportunity. I'm not sure all students have the work ethic that it takes to take advantage of it, and there's lots of teacher time and lots of technology that's underutilized just because the students aren't really focused on the career path that they're may find themselves on in a few years.
Well, you've brought some students with you today, so let's talk to these guys and see what they think about technology education and where their field of interest is. First, Wes Miller. He's a senior at Senior High School, and he also takes classes at the Career Center. Hi, Wes.
Hello.
What kind of classes are you taking right now, Wes?
I'm currently enrolled in three independent studies and computer systems at the Career Center.
Three independent studies. Can you tell me what the focus is of your independent studies?
Well, the one at the Career Center, I'm just basically an aide in the library, and if something breaks on one of the computers in the computer lab, I'm fixing that. And then both of them at Senior High, it's just kind of assisting Mr. Long and maintaining the robot.
Maintaining the robot. You're the robot guy.
Mm-hmm.
And computers seem to be central in all of your focus. When did you first start goofing around with a computer?
I'm not real sure. It's been a long time.
Really? Since you're a little kid?
Yeah. It hasn't always been PCs, though.
Really? What kind
I had a lot of Commodores and Apple at one point.
Mm-hmm. And what do you use now?
I have a Compaq.
Do you? At
PC.
Home?
Yeah.
Your own PC? And are you taking programming classes as well?
No, I'm not. I did take one in my sophomore year, but they discontinued the course.
What would you like to see offered at Senior High? If you could take the class of your dreams, what would it be?
Well, I think I've kind of already found them.
Really? You think this is it, huh?
Yeah,
your independent studies?
I like what I'm in.
Have you done anything like video games? Did you play video games a lot when you were a little kid?
A little bit.
Because I know some kids have said that they have found that a progression, a natural sort of transition for them to go from using video games and things like that into computers. Do you think it kind of helps or
it
no
does.
Difference?
it does help a little bit. It gives that interest to it.
What do you think you'd like to do with your education background in computers?
Well, right now I'm actually looking at technology education.
Really? You want to be a teacher?
Educator. Mm-hmm. I've watched Mr. Long. I've been in his class long enough that just watching him, it looks like it would be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's been a big influence on you. Mm-hmm. And being in the classroom situation and people coming and going, everybody working on a different project. And you like that?
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds great. Are you working on a specific project in Vince's class right now, besides the robot?
Just fine-tuning the robot right now.
What do you need to do to the robot to keep him going?
Just make sure the software stays running. Occasionally the webcam needs restarted. But other than that, just kind of make a few adjustments to the software here and there, and just make sure that everything stays together.
Where did the software come from?
That was programmed in QBasic.
In QBasic? And did students program that in QBasic?
I did quite a bit of it.
You did that?
With a little assistance from Mr. Long.
Well, that's wonderful.
It took a little help.
How long did it take you to do that?
It was almost a semester, I think, to get the software to where it would run. And then it's just been kind of a little bit of tweaking here and there.
And did you find that you're picking up, without even knowing it, like dealing with a video camera, dealing with a broadcast over internet, dealing with, isn't that video streaming then, in a sense?
Hmm. Yeah, I've picked up a little bit of everything without realizing quite what I'm learning.
Do you know where you want to go to college?
I'm looking at MSUB or MSU in Bozeman.
Are there a lot of kids in the classes that you take in technology education? Is it about, 30 kids?
It's around there.
You think it's a popular class?
It is.
Amongst other students?
It definitely is.
Is it hard to get into if you're just an underclassman?
No.
No?
No, it's pretty much equal opportunity.
But it is very popular.
Mm-hmm.
Except with girls.
It seems that way.
Why do you think that is, Wes?
I don't know. Something about it doesn't seem to appeal to him, I guess. I'm not sure.
Well, we're lucky. We do have one of the female technology education students with us. It's Andrea Holm. Andrea, thanks for coming in. Andrea Holm is a senior at Senior High School, and she's been taking computer languages. Hi, Andrea.
Hi.
When you first signed up for computer languages, why did you sign up?
Well, actually, I needed another half credit of practical arts. And I couldn't get into single survival or any of the home ec classes.
So it's a default.
Yeah.
Are you glad it turned out that way?
Yes, I am. I'm having a lot of fun, learning a lot.
Do you find it's difficult for you?
I don't think that I've played enough computer games and stuff to really understand how everything works. Mm-hmm. And it's been a challenge.
So it's not been something you did a lot of before, so you're having to pick up the basics?
Yeah.
But are you enjoying it now that you are?
Yes, I am.
And do you find it, do you think it's not that bad? It's easy to pick up once you get the hang of it?
It is very easy to pick up.
And why do you think other girls don't take computer languages or the technology classes?
I think it's mainly intimidation. I was really intimidated the first day in class because I wasn't familiar with all the computer terms and several of the other people in the classes had already done a lot of programming and knew how all the systems worked, and it was quite intimidating for me.
Is that where all the brainy guys hang out?
I guess.
And once you got there, though, it was not so bad.
Not bad.
Uh-huh. And now that you've taken computer languages, do you think you'd like to go on and take more?
Yeah. In fact, I'm planning on getting at least a minor in computer science.
Oh, really? So it's changed kind of your career path in a way.
Yeah.
What did you have any ideas about what you'd like to do once you got out of high school before, too?
I guess I've wanted to be an engineer for a while.
What kind of engineer?
Well, the field that I'm looking at for college is a combination of mechanical and electrical. So that really relates to the computer field.
So even though it was a default, it turned out to be a good one.
Yeah.
Do you know where you want to go to college?
I want to go to college at Montana Tech in Butte.
I've heard that's a very good school. As you talk to other girls at senior high school and you tell them how much you enjoy the class, do they kind of perk up? Do they say, oh, well, I thought, you know, what kind of, do you get any feedback?
The kind of feedback I get is kind of like, oh, I'd never fit in a class like that.
And really?
Yeah.
Well, what would you think? What would you think would be a good way to get more young women into technology classes if you had to, if it was your job to get more girls there?
Probably change the description of the class.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, how does it read?
I'm not sure how it read, but it didn't spark my attention at all.
did it use jargon?
Yeah, I think it did.
And it just didn't sound like it would be exciting and interesting and applicable to what you'd want to do.
Yeah.
Huh.
Well, I wasn't really sure what I wanted to do. I was still kind of bouncing back and forth between career paths, I guess.
Oh, you should volunteer to write it for them. And write the next description.
I'll think about it.
Yeah, or just make some advice, you know, put some advice out there. I think it'd be great. It worries me when I hear that they're not young women in these classes. Thank you for coming in and telling us about your class.
Thank you for having me.
And you're graduating soon, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Are you glad?
Yes.
And have you already applied to Montana Tech?
Yes, I have. Been accepted.
Congratulations.
And been given scholarships.
Wow. This is great. Good luck. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
And our next student is Joe Standish, who is also a senior at senior high school. He's doing a radio independent study, and he's also taking computer programming. Hi, Joe.
Hi.
I actually got to meet Joe the other day at senior high school when I was up there touring the class, and there was Joe up there in his own radio production room. When did you get the idea that you wanted to go into radio?
Well, actually, I've been interested in radio as long as I can remember. My dad bought me a radio for my birthday when I was 7 years old, and I just always enjoyed listening to the radio and other announcers. And then one day my dad brought home this old tape that was meant to do some sort of a promotional thing down at his work, and I put tape over the little tabs and I started recording over that, and I pretended like I was an announcer in a radio station. Me and my cousin actually did that for a long time, and then it's just kind of evolved, gotten bigger and bigger interest in radio.
Did you ever put together one of those little crystal radio sets when you were a little kid?
A few of them, yeah. I had a book, and I took a board, and I put a whole bunch of nails in the board in kind of an array, and I took the elements and wrapped them around the nails, and I had a really low-power signal, and it was really hard to tune, and the antenna stretched way across the room and attached to the ceiling on the other side, but it was fun just to hear the voices out of something that I made.
Oh, that was great. How old were you when you did that?
About 10, 11.
Oh, my goodness. So you were just kind of made a beeline for the technology stuff at senior high school.
Yeah.
What are you doing with your radio independent study? Describe your project and what you're doing.
Well, as you mentioned earlier, Mr. Long is a collector of old-time radio shows, and we decided that we would combine my interest with radio and his interest with old-time radio to build a very small radio station at senior high that broadcasted a mix of old-time radio shows and music that you didn't hear on other radio stations in Billings. And the main focus of the project was to develop a radio station that didn't require 24-hour on-air operators. It could be run by an actual a PC in the classroom.
And you've set that up?
Yes.
And did you have to put up an antenna on senior high school?
Actually, yeah. We ordered a kit from an outfit, and we put the kit together. It's a really nice FM stereo transmitter, really low power, so it's legal. And I designed and built the antenna to the correct specifications, and one day we climbed on the roof and stuck it up there, and it's been there ever since.
How many watts?
It is a tenth of a watt.
A tenth of a watt.
Yes.
So how wide is the area that you can cover then?
We basically cover senior high in to the point where you would actually want to listen. We've actually been able to use sensitive car stereos to travel out to farther distances, almost all the way to downtown, before we totally lost the signal.
Wow. So senior high school students can take a radio to school and listen to your radio station.
Yep.
And what alternative music, a different kind than what you hear, what kind of music would that be?
Well, a lot of the music is stuff that would be appropriate to play along with old-time radio, such as jazz and swing music from the 40s. But we also have shows set aside where we put modern rock on there, and sometimes I bring in some music from other countries that my sister has. It's just we try and have a lot of eclectic music selections on the station.
And are you the sole programmer?
Yes.
And what are you going to do when you get out of high school?
I thought I'd go into engineering, mainly mechanical or electrical engineering, mm-hmm. and maybe have a hobby in radio.
Do you know where you'd like to go to college?
I'm looking at Montana Tech in Butte, and mm-hmm. also school in South Dakota, possibly.
So you don't think that radio will be your career path, but it is something that you enjoy fooling around
with?
It is,
yes. It is something that I'd consider doing part-time, just for fun.
And how do you think you'll be using the computer programming class?
Well, it's given me a lot of understanding on the computer programming and stuff. I didn't really understand a lot of the basic and quick basic before I took the class, and now it's just kind of helped me learn a lot more about that, and now I'm realizing how I can use that to perform other things with computers that I couldn't do before. I can make computers do practical things.
Did you do any of your own software on your radio station in that production?
I started to design some, but I found some commercial software that worked a lot more efficiently, and it worked much better, so we've been using that.
But at least you understand why it works and how it
yes,
works,
yeah, I do.
Which is kind of great. Do you have any explanation as to why young women wouldn't be interested in doing something like that, or radio or anything like that, as you go about school?
Well, I agree that with Andrea that it's an intimidation factor. I think if you look at it the other way, a lot of men are also intimidated to do things like sewing and cooking.
Oh, really? Do you think guys are too intimidated by home ec classes?
Yeah, a little. Maybe not as much as women are with computers, but it is an intimidation factor, I think.
They do sound complicated, and I think for folks who are not familiar with computers or anything, it blows them away that you set up a radio station there, for example, and that you're doing all these kinds of amazing projects. You've got a computer that runs a robot over the internet and things like that. Did it seem really hard to you at the time, though? Just to go in and say, you know, set up a radio station. Did it seem simple? Or did it step by step?
It was actually, kind of a step-by-step process, because I actually have run my own radio station out of my basement since 1993. So it was kind of just a duplicate.
Now, is this okay for the FCC to hear this? We don't want you to get busted or anything.
It's very, very low power, and it's it's within legal specifications.
Well, thank you. Thanks for coming
in
and talking about your project. Well, Vince, you've got your hands full.
Oh, they keep me busy.
It's got to be like a mad scientist laboratory in there.
Yeah, it's exciting because no matter how I plan each day, they come to me with all these ideas, and we make left turns and right turns and U-turns, and we have a lot of fun.
Do you have any particular thoughts about only having one girl in the technology education classes?
Yeah. Well, Andrea isn't the only one. There are a few, but they've never made up more than 10% of my enrollment.
Never more than 10%?
I've done a fair amount of research to try to find out why this is, and the intimidation factor is a huge factor. Mm-hmm. And part of it is that in some computer labs in schools, when the girls would walk in to see what's going on, the boys would be dominating the machines playing games, which is one reason why I don't have games on the computers in my classroom, is to get that piece of it out, to make the room a little more comfortable. But it seems that back in their earlier years, before middle school, it's part of the maturation process. The girls become more interested in social activities. The boys, because they mature later, will hang around the classroom because the girls are out on the playground talking. The boys will then be left in the room and have the computers all to themselves. And it's a very common thing in the elementary schools to see this. And then when they hit the middle schools, they still have some of that. And so these patterns have been set up. And what happens is the boys, because of the computer gaming, become so familiar with the machine, they are no longer intimidated by the technology itself. And the girls have catching up to do. And part of that is that there really aren't too many pieces of entertainment software that appeal to the girls. There are some exceptions to that. The SimCity program and other programs like that are equally popular between both genders. But there's just really a lack of software out there that appeals to the girls. And what I read now is that the number one thing that the girls like to use the computers for is chatting. And we have a no chat room policy at senior high that we don't allow them to do that because of inappropriate things that can happen. But that's something that can be looked at, is how do you incorporate what the girls like about that with the broader use of the technology.
Is this an object of concern to the school district or to schools in general and in technology education?
Yeah, when you read the professional literature, there is no shortage of information on this. But I haven't found anybody's really come up with some solution. There's special programs that have been developed to interest girls. They've done some out in California that are very interesting. Not quite like a computer camp, but they set up mentors and things like that that get the girls interested. And I think the hook might be is if we can hook not just girls but the boys on to focus on career paths earlier, not necessarily to commit to one, but to see a range of possibilities, and then with that, the understanding that they need to be comfortable using the technology, then they will naturally start using it when they see it's just something they need to do as part of their job. The internet's been a great thing because everyone wants to use email, and so I have a lot of girls that come into my room just to use the computers to access their email accounts.
Well, and it could be that the descriptions of the classes, you know, could reflect some of that too.
Yeah, Andrea doesn't know it, but she has a new assignment in my class.
Oh, no.
Course description.
I'm sorry, Andrea. I think it's a great idea, and I think that, you know, having a panel of young women talking about why they didn't want to take the class or why they avoided it would
well,
be
Well, there's
real appropriate.
Very few women teachers who teach in this content area, and so there's a lack of role models, and you know, I can't help it. I can't change that right now, and recruiting teachers for teaching technology is very difficult. There's 5 openings for every teacher out there right now.
Is that right? Mm-hmm. It's just like the jobs in the technology field, too. They want to start opening up immigration so that the companies can get the workers that they need with
That's
the
right.
skills. Well, thank you very much
thank
for
you.
Joining us today. Wes, Andrea, and Joseph, thank you for coming in. Thank you, Vince Long. This is Susan DeCamp, and my guests today have been students and an instructor from Senior High School in Technology Education. You've been listening to Yellowstone Public Radio.